U.S. to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
The final weekend of college basketball is upon us. What's up, everybody? Joe Fortenbaugh and Lorenzo Neal for 5-Hour Energy. Don't miss any of the great college basketball matchups. Grab a 5-Hour Energy and get that feeling of energy and focus to watch all tournament long. Now, there's approximately 7,680 minutes of college basketball played in the month of March. You guys know that? Don't miss a single second. Three games to go. Grab a 5-Hour Energy, get back to 100% low, and get back to the games.
No question, Joe. The Sweet 16 was unbelievable, but now it's down to what? The Final Four. I love it, and I'm looking forward to this Michigan game. Can the Cinderella team in Loyola hold off this Michigan team that seems like they're red hot? Say right now, I'm going to grab me a couple 5-Hour Energy to get me through the whole day. I'm excited, and I can't wait for this Final Four.
Set up the game-winning assist this month, grab a 12-pack of 5-Hour Energy, and get that feeling of energy and focus to watch all tournament long. Well, the 2018 Final Four is set, and while you may have seen top seeds Villanova and Kansas reaching the big stage, there were very few who saw 98-year-old Sister Jean and the Loyola Chicago Ramblers advancing to the final weekend of hoops. Courtesy of a 78-62 annihilation of Kansas State, 11th-seeded Loyola Chicago has ensured that a team seeded 7th or lower has made the Final Four every year since 2013. However, the school's most daunting challenge to date awaits in San Antonio, in the form of the Michigan Wolverines, who knocked out Florida State 58-54 Saturday night in Los Angeles. Side note, what was FSU head coach Leonard Hamilton doing not fouling down 4 with 10 seconds to play? I can tell you from firsthand knowledge that there were a lot of unhappy campers in Las Vegas thanks to that questionable decision. The final three games of the season are right around the corner as Villanova will challenge Kansas and Michigan will take on upstart Loyola Chicago Saturday in San Antonio, and as always, 5-Hour Energy will be there every step of the way.
Hi folks, Jim Peterson with Peterson Dean, and we're celebrating our 35th year in business, and we're doing it by reducing our monthly payments, our interest rates, no payments or interest for 12 months. Get a new roof as low as $69 a month, a new solar power system as low as $59 a month, backup battery storage for your home as low as $49 a month, and lastly, good neighbor fences as low as $39 a month. Certain sizes and restrictions do apply, but come celebrate with us our 35th successful year in business. Nothing down, no payments for a year. Give us a call right now. 888-757-0321. That's 888-757-0321 or at petersondean.com. The lowest monthly payments on roofs, solar power systems, home storage, and good neighbor fencing. Never again will they be this low. 888-757-0321. 888-757-0321 or at petersondean.com.
CSLB 868-363 468-117 930-640.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
The radio home of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7 The Game. Live from the DGDG.com studios in downtown San Francisco. Now your hosts, Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Joe Lo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Bump up the volume. It's time to play ball.
Happy opening day and welcome to the championship rounds of Joe, Lo, and Dibs. This is where takes go to die or become resurrected from a previous segment.
My.
Shout out to great Lo Neal, out of breath because he got to the streets.
Yes, sir.
Got the meter fed and got back in time for the segment.
I'm picking it up, Joe. I'm trying to lose a little LBs so I can get a little more nifty on my feet.
How late are you trying to get to?
Yeah, I want to come on down about 220.
220, if I'm allowed to ask, how much work do you have to do to get there?
Ooh, Joe, I'm going to get about 30.
You're sitting at 250 right now.
I need about
250.
Nah, I'm sitting around 264.
So when it comes time to be honest, it's about 44 pounds, huh?
I mean, is this a hot take if I say he's got no chance?
You know what?
Just mean spirited?
You could go on record, and then we'll see if we have to eulogize it. That might be the motivation Lowe needs to get to 220. The fact that he would get to bury one of your takes.
Which is more likely?
And that would be a friendly take for you. You'd be setting your send up with motivation.
See, already we're backpedaling away. From a fullback who always goes forward, you have an unbelievable ability to go back.
We tried to set you up, and you immediately got off the take.
225? I'm out. You said 220.
Yeah, that take just that partial take just got buried.
It's tough.
No, it's not.
Tough day today.
Pavelich is going to join us from L.A. in just a moment. He's writing a story now on the news that is breaking. Giant reliever Mark Melancon is heading to the 10-day disabled list. He is heading to the 10-day disabled list. What are they officially calling the injury? Does anyone have that in front of them at the moment? I was too busy downing coffee and making jokes, and I didn't properly prepare.
It's a right elbow flexor strain.
Elbow flexor strain.
Yes.
10-day DL. So I don't think they've made an announcement on who's going to take over the ninth inning. We'll ask Pavlovich about that in a few moments when he's able to join us from Los Angeles. You had said yesterday Sam Dyson. Would you stick with that now if you had to make a wager on it? Do you think Dyson would be the guy in the ninth?
I think so. He showed you last year that he's capable, and even though he had a rough spring, as we mentioned yesterday, we were talking about Cactus. It's not a regular season game. He closed last year. I don't have the faith that Hunter Strickland's a guy who can go out there and get it done repeatedly. Start with Dyson. If he struggles, then go Strickland.
You use an interesting word. You use the word faith. You don't have the faith that Strickland could get it done on a consistent basis. I'd rather be able to say that, but say it with, I don't have the proof. I don't have the evidence. I want to see the evidence. That's why I want Hunter Strickland in the ninth inning. He's not a young guy anymore. This is his fourth season. He's been around. He had a great spring. 7 1/3 innings pitched. 8 strikeouts, 2 walks. He gave up only 1 hit. No runs all spring. He's developed that slider, so he finally has a secondary offering. I'd say throw him out there, and let's see how it plays. And if it doesn't work, guess what? You can always move to somebody else. The season is already a bit of a mess. You have no margin for error right now. Johnny Cueto blisters can't happen if you want a chance. Ty Block with an ankle injury can't happen if you want a chance. The entire batting order, including Hunter Pence, has to stay healthy. These guys are stretched unbelievably thin before the first game of the season later today in Los Angeles. That requires some risk-taking. All right? There's no guarantee Dyson's going to be able to lock it down.
Right.
So why not experiment with Strickland? See what you got. Maybe you find lightning in a bottle, or maybe you at least confirm some evidence for the future that he's not the guy. More on that in just a second as we go to Los Angeles. NBC Sports Bay Area Giant insider Alex Pavlovich joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, as always, thank you for your time. Let's get right into it. Mark Melancon is headed to the 10-day disabled list. Who do you think Bochy turns to in the ninth inning?
I think it'll be Sam Dyson first because he's the guy who did it last year, and he did get better over the last week or so of the spring, even though he had a rough month down there in Scottsdale. But I do think, if you're looking for somebody, if this lingers, I think Hunter Strickland is probably throwing the best on staff right now, and he is somebody who has the equipment to do it. I think he has the mentality to do it. So if this is something that goes past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Strickland might be the guy who gets in there.
Is this the same injury that he was nursing from a couple weeks ago? Is it similar? What's the situation with his arm as it pertains to previous injury and then now this one for Melancon?
Well, we'll talk to him today, I'm sure, but it does seem to be the same thing that goes back to last year. I mean, it was a problem he dealt with all year. He had surgery the first week of September, and he talked all spring about how it just didn't quite feel right, and he kept saying there's still something in there. So I don't know if they sent him for more tests, if they've done anything over the last day or two since we last saw them. But this is something that's been bothering him for a while, and they hope surgery would fix it, and it sounds like it didn't.
Well, today seems like it's that classic David and Goliath, the Giants against, Dodgers, and just seems like they're overmatched. But what kind of a performance do you expect from Johnny Cueto on these two pitchers today?
Well, Ty Block's pitching today, so if Johnny Cueto's out there, then that would be a surprise to us. But I think Ty will be fine. I mean, Ty is somebody who has always pitched well against the Dodgers, and he is somebody who seems to have a sense of the moment and did well when he was in there in the postseason. So I think he'll be fine, but certainly he has his work cut out for him because Madison Bumgarner would have had his work cut out for him. It's Kershaw on the other side.
Alex Pavlovich from NBC Sports Bay Area with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Back to Melanson for a moment. What's the concern level inside the organization? It's the 10-day DL, but are there any private grumblings that perhaps this thing could shut him down for the year?
You know, it's just too early to tell. I mean, this is something that we weren't told about until Wednesday afternoon Tuesday afternoon at AT&T Park. So, I mean, we knew. We had talked to him during the spring, and I remember he stood there after one appearance and really kind of let it all out there and said it's still not right. But I think they were hopeful that by opening day he'd be okay. So there hasn't been a lot of info since then. It just you kind of had to read the tea leaves. And I noticed that he hadn't pitched since Friday, and I asked Bruce Bochy, and that's when they told us. But they were still very kind of quiet with information. So I think it's too soon to tell if this is going to be 2 weeks to rest or a month to rehab or whether this is something that's much more serious.
Good work by Alex Pavlovich joining us here on 95.7 The Game with the breaking news that Mark Melanson will start the year officially on the disabled list. As you look for new arms and other bullpen arms, guys who can maybe step up in other roles, who are some of the newer pitchers the Giants are going to rely on this year and also as possible candidates to be the number five starter when they actually need one?
Well, as far as bullpen, I'll give you two guys. I mean, one guy we know, Josh Osich, he really looks like the old Josh and somebody who 2 years ago, 3 years ago, looked like he would maybe be the closer here one day or at least be the top eighth inning guy. But so he's kind of back to the way he was. We'll see if that goes into the regular season, but he threw very well. And then Pierce Johnson, somebody nobody really knows, came in really under the radar, was part of the first round of cuts. He went down to minor league camp and threw very well. He came back to major league camp, threw very well. And there were all these injuries the last week. And every time they sent him out there, I mean, he was dominant. He didn't give up a run all spring. So he made the team. And that's somebody I think might kind of move up the bullpen ladder. As far as fifth starter, it seems pretty cut and dry right now that it's either going to be Tyler Beede or Andrew Suarez. Beede is the front runner because it's on the 40-man roster and Suarez is not. But I think both those guys will probably have a couple starts down there or at least one start in AAA to show which one should be the guy who comes up here on April 10th.
Alex, what's the sewage problem like down there at Chavez Ravine? Is that dump still pumping that stuff all over the field or what?
Hopefully it's good. I'm about to have breakfast, so hopefully by the time I get over there, we're all doing all right. But they put out a statement yesterday. They said that it was okay. But I will say I've been in the visiting dugout before games there, and every single day Dave Greschner comes out and tapes up the vents because you can smell stuff out there. So there's something going on there that they haven't gotten. I know the A's get all the heat, but the Dodgers haven't heard about it enough nationally, I think, for whatever's going on at that ballpark.
I can personally guarantee you that we are going to do our part to make sure that is a bigger story.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. NBC
I'll
Sports
let you guys know.
Giants insider Alex Pavlovich with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Stay dry, Alex. Thank you so much for
all
your
right,
time.
Thank you, guys.
Dump.
Wow.
I mean, come on. You're the Dodgers. You spend over $200 million a year on talent. You were in the World Series. What are you doing? The rest of the world is watching. You're Los Angeles. You produce movies and great music, and you've got terrific weather. You can't have a stadium that's pumping out sewage. America already looks bad enough these days.
That place is a palace, too, Joe. When you go around the concourse, it's absolutely spotless. It's a great place to watch a ball game, but you can't have this sort of issue pervading. The fact that they have to tape the vents, Dave Greschner, the trainer, it's like a standard thing when you go in the dugout, vent taping.
Wow.
Because the CH4, that methane that flows, it's all bad, Coach.
Wow.
Vent taping.
It's 2018.
That's disgusting.
That's crazy.
They're driving a car on Mars right now.
Right.
Like someone's right now, someone is driving a car around Mars. And then in LA, it's like someone's got to tape up the vents. Has anyone taped up the vents yet?
I just thought you wanted to get to the moon with me, Joe. I'm going to get you there. I'm going to get
moon
you
base eight. Any feedback? Have you gotten any feedback from our auditions?
No. I got the one.
And the segment died on its feet.
Thank you
very much for bringing it up.
But they need to go find out who put their lease line in, put that sewer in. That's crazy that the thing's smelling like that.
Good God. Let me ask you this. AT&T Park and the Coliseum are out of the equation. You can go to any park in baseball for one game, and it's the final game you'll ever attend. Which park would it be? This is based on park factors. So don't tell me, well, I want to go to New York because the Yankees are going to be good. Park factors. You only have a chance to experience one more park in your life. You can continue going to the Coliseum and AT&T, but you get one park outside of that. Does anyone know which one they'd want to go to?
Yes.
I don't want to put anyone on the spot. You already know?
Oh, yeah.
Where would you like to go?
Fenway. Fenway. Haven't been.
That's his take. You'll
haven't
need a
been.
Different take. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, you can piggyback on it. Once you get down to 220 pounds, you can piggyback on it, but not a 264.
See you in 2020 when Melanson's deal's up.
Exactly. When he opts in again. For me, it's Fenway, Coach. I went to not old,
wrong.
Old Yankee Stadium, but I went to Middle Yankee Stadium, I guess, the one that came before this one. Special day, the day Phil Mickelson won his first Masters. It was Palm Sunday.
Was that when old Man Boobs did the jump for joy and he got about 2 inches off the ground?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to call him OMB.
I mean, didn't we all at one point?
Hits a little close to home, Coach.
I know. That's why I'm saying it. As a man of the, as a charter member of the Man Boobs Club, I feel as if I can go ahead and call out one of my own.
As a man who is the same age as Phil, basically, and probably the same cup size, I resent that. And yes, it hits too close to home.
You're taking Fenway as well?
No, I'm going to change. I'm going to go.
So a reverse take.
Yeah. Because, well, he's I don't want to pity because I'm too heavy right now. And to pity.
You can take Fenway. Bad.
No, it's okay. You know what? Because I played in Soldier Field, so I love the Chicago. I just something about Chicago. I would love to go there. I'd love to go to. I know they don't play in that particularly, but I would love to go to their baseball.
The Wrigley.
My assumption is that you're talking about the Wrigley. Cubs in Wrigley Field.
Yes,
and which one would you
pick? I was actually
going
to go with Wrigley. I would love to see the Ivy. I'd love to go out there. It's such a storied.
Yeah.
Ballpark.
All right, so let's take those two off the list because those are probably the two most obvious, and I think you have everybody on the text line talking about that as well.
Yeah.
So now let's peel it back one further. You can't take either local, and you can't take Wrigley, Fenway, and let's throw Yankee Stadium out. What's left of the non-iconic buildings that are left? Where would you want to go see a game?
Yeah, you start thinking about where you wouldn't go and you head north. Like you take the Trop right off and that Miami abomination.
I'd go to Atlanta, except they get a new one every 2 years. So by the time I got there, I'd be going to a new building.
You better hurry. I'm going to go off the board and say Toronto. Just the whole
old
idea.
Sky Dome.
The old Sky Dome with the hotel out there in left center field. That's one. And you take the marquee ones off. I've been to the Angels. I've been to the Dodgers. I've been to a lot of them. Outside the classics, so I'm gonna go Toronto, Coach.
Getting yours, the Baltimore. That's a
beautiful.
That's a beautiful park.
It is great.
It's a great layout. It's nice.
Pittsburgh is a much better time than people realize. It's right on the water, so early in the year it can be cold. But the entire setup in Pittsburgh, one of the most underrated towns in all of professional sports to tailgate a game. This includes the Steelers. Both fields, PNC Park and Heinz, are right down there on the water at Three Rivers. If you stay in the city, you can have a great time over the course of the weekend. And then if you're going to the Steelers game or if you're going to a baseball game, you just walk across the Roberto Clemente Bridge. Over there, you have both parks. You have some parking, but you have lots of restaurants and bars that are designed to entice fans in. The Pittsburgh was at the forefront of this new movement where you build ballparks, but you build great stuff around it. You build retail. You build restaurants. You build bars. You build places where you can view the game if you can't get in. Hotels. You create these experiences where, unlike Foxborough, where you just drive out into the middle of a field in New England, you spend all afternoon trying to cut through Rhode Island. You get up there, you're in the middle of some field, and there's Gillette Stadium. Like, there's nothing around it. They built some mall out there, but it's very strange. Pittsburgh's got the whole thing set up. You can sit there on the water. Great layout. 888-957-9570. Text line, Petco Park is getting some recognition. That's always a good time.
Yeah.
St. Louis is getting some recognition.
I've actually been to Miller Park in the wintertime for a tour.
I was going to throw really that cool out there to see the mascot slide down.
Yeah.
Every time they hit a homer, right?
Correct. I didn't get to see them because, again, it was closed. It was wintertime, but it was really a cool ballpark to check out. Really nice.
I was in Houston after a wedding back when they were just straight trash. So I got in on Mother's Day for like $6 and you could just walk around and take any seat you wanted. Like, this was in the tanking days.
Nice stadium.
And this was really like 2 years before they won the World Series. It's amazing. Houston's nice, very big, very modern, in the same vein as like Seattle. Oh. I'd love to go see a game up there as well. It's just so spacious. You see it on TV, it just looks like a cool place to watch a game. Another one that I checked out a couple years ago, the Rockies, Colorado. The outfield is huge, absolutely huge. But you go downtown in Denver, Denver doesn't feel like a very bustling downtown. Like a lot of downtowns here, it feels very busy. New York is obviously very busy. Boston, Philly are busy. Chicago. You go downtown Denver, it's almost like people pop in for the day, and then when they're done with work, the entire thing, just no one lives down there. So when you go to the game, it's not as busy, but it's a great ballpark. I mean, the mountains in the background, the weather in Denver, that's a great place to check out a game.
1995, Coors Field. And I'm just punching up the list of when these ballparks were built, and so many of them now are newer than Coors Field in 95. Like, more than half the league has gotten a new stadium. Like you say, Atlanta, they just getting a new one this year, and they'll tear it down in 3 or 4 years and build another one.
They just keep pumping out stadiums down there. Like, the Georgia Dome wasn't that old, and they got a new football building. This is the second baseball stadium since, like, 2000.
Yeah.
The one before this, didn't it open in 2000?
Yeah, the new Brave Stadium. They basically redid it, and then now they've moved up to, what, Gwinnett, I think, about half an hour outside the city, so.
Unbelievable. I teased this earlier. I've got to pay it off. Actually, we'll take a phone call first. Angel, San Jose. All the ballparks you could go to, eliminate the local ones. You get one more game. Which ballpark would it be?
Come on. Barbecue, Ribs, St. Louis, Busch Stadium, National Ball. Come on, man. What else you got?
Yeah.
That's perfect right there. You got a good nightlife. You got everything right there. And like I said, barbecue, Ribs, St. Louis style.
Strong phone call right there. Plus, you got the Arch in center, which is a nice little...
I was going to say, you could also go to Kaufman for good barbecue, too, apparently.
That's right off the highway. I remember driving past that when I drove from, for some bizarre reason, Allentown to Vegas. You go right past that on the highway. Smaller, but it's pressed right up against it. Never have been inside it.
There's been some really good foods that all these ballparks have been throwing out now, too.
Didn't someone include that in the thread yesterday?
Steven did.
So what's the best stuff that's being rolled out this year? Because apparently the Giants have nothing new that they're putting on the menu this season. And I don't know what's going on over at Townsend's Treehouse, but I'd imagine there's something new on the menu.
Have I got a snack for you.
Coming up next, the best beer in the treehouse. Shout out Townsend. He's out there grinding. It's going to be a long season.
Oaken Coliseum, by the way, sitting as the fifth oldest baseball stadium. Fifth oldest in Major League Baseball.
What's older?
Of course,
Wrigley and Fenway.
Wrigley and Fenway. And then you go to the currently sewage-riddled Dodger Stadium.
Currently sewer-riddled.
And the neighbor, Angel Stadium, out there in Anaheim, which is 1966. Also, Oakland opened in 1966, so the two of them the same year.
You think it's any coincidence that you've got how many of the oldest ballparks in baseball are in California? What, of the top five, how many are here?
Three.
Three.
Three of the top five are here.
Right.
Is it any wonder that we're running a surplus right now, as a state? The state's running a surplus. We don't have a deficit right now. Financially, the state has a surplus, and three of the oldest stadiums in baseball reside here. Does anyone get what that means? The fact that if you're not dumb enough to give taxpayer money to billionaires to build their stadiums, you actually have an opportunity to operate at a level where you won't be at a loss like so many other states. Like, anyone think Nevada's going to be in great shape after shelling out about $700 million plus for that project? That's why the owners continue to get what they get, because as long as you shell out the money, you can have a major league team. You don't think baseball and basketball are queuing up for Vegas right now? If they know the taxpayers are going to pay for it, of course you'll have an opportunity at it. Seattle is paying hundreds of millions to renovate Key Arena to bring the NHL in and hopefully bring back the NBA. NBA sees this and is like, if you're willing to pay, we'll absolutely jump on board. Three of the oldest baseball stadiums in the league are located in California. Of all the football venues, where does the Coliseum rank? Is anything older? Right now, I'm just blanking. I don't know if there are any historic buildings.
Well, Soldier
like
Field, technically, you would count, even though it's been redone.
They put hundreds of millions into that.
They put hundreds of millions in the Coliseum, though. Mount Davis is on the phone.
Good
so
point.
Age is age, and then certainly Lambeau is probably older than the Coliseum. Just, you know, cherry picking off the top of my head.
Yeah, Lambeau's definitely older.
The LA Coliseum, where the Rams are currently occupying, but they're going to be moving.
So Coliseum's probably top five in football, too. I think that's relatively safe to throw out
so.
Now
oh,
until yeah, we
without
get to
a,
the
without
bottom
a doubt.
Of it. So if that's sitting top five again, taxpayer
California,
money?
California, yeah. And the only reason why
State's
the Giants got theirs built was because they were on their way to Tampa Bay in 1993, and then Peter McGowan and company bought the team, and they were able to privately finance and also get loans to be able to build that down at AT&T.
What was I going to – all right, so the Mel Kiper thing. I got to bring this up.
Yes.
So Kiper is taking a ton of heat today, and he's not the only one for this, because this is a quiet story as we build up to the draft. Kiper is, let me bring up the tweet. Anyone else, if they want to throw out a few words to bail me out for about 10 seconds here, I'd greatly appreciate it. All right, here we go. So
I'm also taking a lot of heat today, Kiper. So. I mean, there's some words.
Mel Kiper's on ESPN. and he's criticizing Lamar Jackson. He's not knocking him down, but Lamar Jackson, black quarterback, Louisville. You might ask why I'm saying black quarterback, why I would need to bring that in. It's important here because Jackson's been taking a lot of heat. He takes more criticism than virtually any other quarterback prospect that's out there. And the reason a lot of people look to knock him down, at least when they say it publicly, is that Jackson has a very low completion percentage. We've laid out before on this show that if you're a college quarterback who's never had a season in which you completed 60% or more of your passes in college, you are doomed to fail in the NFL. Because if you can't hit 60% in college against these defenses, you ain't going to be accurate in the National Football League. It's an indicator. And Jackson's taking heat for it. Josh Allen from Wyoming, just as bad from an accuracy standpoint. Never hit 60%. His accuracy is awful. Yet Kuiper has him going number one. And when they bring up the accuracy, Kuiper has a lot of reasons for why you don't ding Josh Allen. He loves Josh Allen. Don't worry about the completion percentage. He even said on TV, doesn't matter. Quote, completion percentage doesn't matter anymore. That's the direct quote. But in the same interview, he talked about how Lamar Jackson's not going to make it and isn't going to be a good prospect because of completion percentage. Does anyone see why this is becoming a big problem in the buildup to the draft? People think Jackson and Bill Polian, the former Colt general manager, started this. They think it's racism. They look at Jackson. They see he's black. They tell him to move to wide receiver. He's not running a 40 at his pro day. Do you know why? He doesn't want to run fast. Jackson knows he can run an awesome 40. He didn't run at the combine, and he's not running at his pro day because he doesn't want to run 4-4 and then have everyone talking about how he should be a running back or a wide receiver. He's actively avoiding it because he wants to play quarterback. And Polian started the narrative and couldn't back it up and then quietly tried to get out of the situation. And now you've got Kuiper saying the white quarterback with a bad completion percentage, not a problem. Stat doesn't matter. And then a few minutes later, what's wrong with Lamar Jackson? Doesn't complete a lot of his passes. Less than 60%, it's an issue.
That's a terrible look, especially when you consider the strength of schedule component, because I believe Louisville played a tougher schedule than Wyoming did. So if you look at things on balance, Lamar Jackson had a tougher time completing the passes he completed than Josh Allen did. Now you could look at weaponry. Louisville probably had a better receiving core and a better O-line. I know Wyoming really struggled this year with their protection and their skill guys. But to make that comparison and go that route, it's a terrible look for Kuiper.
We did not do this. It's time for the 12K per day national cash contest. This is your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word SOFT. There's so many ways that could go. We'll just bypass it. SOFT to 72881. Message and data rates apply. SOFT to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Take AT&T Park and the Coliseum out of the equation. If you could go to any ballpark in all of baseball, where would it be? 888-957-9570. And should opening day be a national holiday? We'll take those as well. 888-957-9570. It's your show today. Opening day 2018 here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, I told you. Bring out the tarp. Cover the field. I can't watch this anymore. It's over.
Hey, sports fans, it's Chuck Santana with FH Daily Chevrolet in San Leandro. Stop paying too much for your car. If you're not working with our winning team, you're missing out on the best deal. This month, we'll double your tax return. Turn $250 into $5 or $5 into $1,000. And we have new 2018 Equinoxes starting at $196 a month. Or lease a new 2018 Volt for $225 per month. Why not get a new vehicle with payments at or below your current payments? Find new roads at FH Daily Chevrolet in San Leandro on Davis Street or FHDaily.com.
Hey, San Francisco. Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sales going on now. Choose from the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. All water-resistant laminate is up to 36% off. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 33% off. More from 39 cents while supplies last. And take an extra 15% off clearance in-store, plus special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a San Francisco store near you.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, 125,000 here in California, enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Rachel.
Yes, Blaine?
You need to know something. I'm not who you think I am.
Oh, wait, what? Of course you are. You're my hero.
No, listen to me. I'm not a hero. I'm not a cop.
What?
I'm a robot.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, this internet doesn't really work.
I know, right?
You need high speed for your movie thing, man.
I'm not a cop.
What?
I'm a robotics professor. I just wanted you to think I was cool.
Oh, Blaine.
It's Barry, actually. I'm a professor named Barry.
What?
Oh, I did not see that coming.
Switch to AT&T and get high-speed internet with over 99% reliability. $30 per month with a qualifying bundle and 12-month agreement. No extra monthly fees. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Price for high-speed internet plans up to 50 megabits. Requires maintaining bundle with TV, home phone, or wireless on one bill. New approved residential customers only. Up to $180 early termination fee. Up to $99 installation or activation fee and data overage charges apply. Reliability claim based on U-verse internet service. Geographic service restrictions and other conditions apply. See att.com/internet for details.
Don't let concerns about thinning or hair loss knock you off your game. Visit Silicon Valley's Hair Institute. Restore your confidence with your own natural, healthy hair. Dr. Miguel Canales, an inventor and an internationally recognized clinical authority of the Artis robotic hair transplantation, uses state-of-the-art techniques for permanent, natural results with minimal downtime. Schedule your free consultation today at SiliconValleyInstitute.com. SiliconValleyHairInstitute.com, best in the Bay for the Artis robotic hair transplantation.
Spring is in the air, and so are big savings now at Toyota. Come in today and get 0% financing plus $500 cash back on the ready-for-anything RAV4 or RAV4 Hybrid. Both come standard with Toyota Safety Sense and 2 years no-cost maintenance. It's the perfect way to make this spring your most adventurous ever and save money while doing it. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. APR offers available through TFS to well-qualified buyers with premium-rated credit. Cash back is available through TMS, must be applied to transaction, and cannot be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/2/18. Toyota, let's go places.
It's time to play hooky as the A's open the season with two full days of festivities, beginning with a 1:05 p.m. opening day game against the Los Angeles Angels on Thursday, March 29th. The following night, we honor the 50 greatest players ever to don the Oakland A's uniform with a 7:05 p.m. start. Grab your phone and check out athletics.com/tickets to figure out the seats and pricing that work best for you. Join us opening day. That's athletics.com/tickets.
Don't fall for the easy credit car ad if the payment and the rate would choke a horse. And don't pay a huge down payment when Paul Blanco's Good Car Company offers to defer a portion of your down payment.
I bought a Hyundai Sonata for under $12,000, even with my credit. Thanks, Paul Blanco.
Get your Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Chevy, Kia, BMW, Dodge, or Ford. Paul Blanco's Good Car Company, where the lenders compete to approve you hassle-free. Get approved now at paulblanco.com.
On approved credit.
The only thing more interesting than what you've heard is what you haven't. Curious? Watch I Am a Scientologist tonight at 8 on DirecTV Channel 320 or go to Scientology.tv.
95.7 The Game. Trending now.
Play ball. I'm Anna Kukadikis. It's opening day in baseball. Giants tie block with the tough task in L.A. against Clayton Kershaw at the Dodgers. San Francisco has placed Mark Melanson on the 10-day DL with a right elbow flexor strain. Giants insider Alex Pavlovich on the news.
It does seem to be the same thing that goes back to last year. I mean, it was the problem he dealt with all year. He had surgery the first week of September, and he talked all spring about how it just didn't quite feel right.
That was Pabs earlier with Jolo and Dibs. A's opened their 50th anniversary season with some day baseball in Oakland. The lineup is set against the Angels. Kendall Graveman on the bump against Garrett Richards. Opening day coverage starts with the Dugout Show at noon. First pitch at 1:05 here on 95.7 The Game. And Warriors Kevin Durant and Draymond Green are expected to return tonight against the Bucks. Warriors warm at 6, tip-off at 7:30. Brought to you by Park Central Hotel, located one block from Union Square in the center of the Yerba Buena Arts District. Visit us at parkcentralsf.com. I'm Anna Kukadike. It's on 95.7 The Game.
The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi Red.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
was being born. Marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the National...
Happy opening day 2018. It is great to have you with us here on 95.7 The Game. Joe Lowe and Dibs. The starting lineup, I believe, for the Athletics...
Yes, it is set is and out. Ready to go.
Do you have it? You want to read it off? What's Melvin thinking today?
All right, you got Matt Joyce leading off, Marcus Semien, Jed Lowry, Chris Davis, Matt Olson, Stephen Piscotty, Matt Chapman, and Jonathan Lucroy, and Bogue Powell.
Okay. Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, Chris Davis, my hot take for the season, will combine to hit 100 or more home runs. Those three individuals will hit 100 or more home runs this season. Anyone else have a hot take they'd like to throw out there?
So let me get this straight here as we try to...
So let me get this straight.
Size this up. The three gentlemen in question hit 81 home runs last year.
Combined, yes.
So you're saying that they're going to hit an additional 19 home runs or 20% increase from last year to this year?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I don't know if it's exactly 20%. I haven't done the math. I'm sure it's in the neighborhood. I'll take your word for it.
It's maybe a slight uptick above 20%. And that's a hot take. So my hot take...
Well, what I'm saying is in... 296 games last year, these guys combined for 81 home runs. 81 home runs. I'm saying that that total is going to jump significantly based on the amount of games.
Right.
Your hot take is...
So I'm just curious that that's a hot take, yet my hot take, which I found to be scorching, I can barely even hold the paper right now, it's so hot, that the Yankees...
You do have tape all over your hand for some bizarre reason.
Yeah, it's a cat accident. The cat and I got into a tangle, score this one for Cliffy.
Cat got the better of you, huh?
He got me with the double claw, and then he brings you in for the bite, so he got me with the scratch-bite combo. The two-piece, as Lowe would say. He got me with a two-piece, Coach. My hot take, Lowe, and then we'll clear the decks for your hot take, which we've been waiting for all morning long, virtually. That's coming up in mere moments. The Yankees will break the record, Coach, for most home runs in a season set by Seattle 21 years ago. They hit 264 home runs. The Yankees will surpass that and become the home run hittingest team in Major League Baseball history.
And you feel that now that you've had 2 hours to work up a defense for this by using my own take against me, you think that that puts them on par?
I think that my take is as scorching as your take is, without
a
doubt.
Here's the difference, and I don't need 2 hours to get ready for this. The difference is that literally no one has said my take. That's the first time that take has been uttered. Your take is on every single newspaper headline, magazine headline, radio show, TV show, website, sports, politics, beyond. Everybody is saying the Yankees are going to hit a record amount of home runs this year. Literally everybody. That isn't a take. It's groupthink. That's the difference between the two. I still like it. I still can't wait to watch Yankee baseball this year, but it is everywhere. It is a very popular take. Do you see anyone out there saying the Yankees won't hit a lot of home runs this year?
No. Does
that, now, that's a take. The take would be that the Yankees are going to fall well short of expectations in the power department. They're going to miss the playoffs entirely. Stan's going to end up being a financial albatross. Judge is going to be a one-hit wonder, and Gary Sanchez is going to break down behind the plate. That's a take. That's a hot take.
There's a possibility, a strong one too, that the Yankees don't even lead the American League in home runs, Coach. The Baltimore Orioles are a team poised to do a lot of things from a home run hitting standpoint. Your very own A's that you're boasting about. The three guys are going to hit 100. They had more than 200 home runs last year. There's a chance the Yankees don't even lead the league, let alone break the record.
Okay, now this is good.
And those are just small reasons why.
Here's a take. The Yankees break the record, but fall short of the new record. So they finish second or worse, but they do break the current record for home runs in a season.
That is hot.
Now, I'm not actually making that take. I'm throwing that out there. You can gravitate to that if you like. If you want to add some, I'm trying to get you to add some hot sauce to your
Coach,
take.
I'm good. Right now, it's jalapenos wrapped in tapatio right now. It's already so muy, muy, muy caliente that I can't even handle it. Lo's sitting over there looking to drink a glass of milk. It's so spicy.
I didn't even know Lo was still here.
Yeah.
How you doing?
You know what? I'm enjoying. This is really good. You know what? It's interesting just to watch the two dynamics and watch you guys just go out and, you know, Dibs is, you know, defending his cold take. And it's awesome. And then, you know, say, hello, when are you going to have a hot take? See, my thing is I'm always willing to step out of the comfort zone. And I've been throwing hot takes every single day. And it's good sometimes that I can just sit back and say, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to watch you guys, you know, throw your hot takes. Glenna came in. We had the hot take off and, you know, go at it back and forth. And you guys, you know, both said, you know what? Thank you guys. And You guys have no hot takes. So now it's, you guys are having yours.
So now it's today, Joe, no, and dibs because you're.
So essentially what you're saying is that you're here to say nothing. You're not interested in weighing in or giving a take, and you're just going to sit back. I'm just trying to clarify what just happened. Because it sounded like a bunch of words that when you put them all together.
But I have some words today.
It is nothing.
No.
All you would have to do is slap your legs twice and say two words. I'm out. That's all you would have to say, coach.
Mark Melancon, the news just came down about 40 minutes ago. Mark Melancon is headed to the 10-day disabled list. Anna, the official diagnosis on that arm, he had the surgery for the right pronator strain.
Right.
This is being diagnosed as a...
the right elbow flexor strain.
Right elbow flexor strain. So it's 10 days. Pavlovich is unsure at the moment who's going to step in the ninth, although he believes it's going to be Dyson and Watson
right.
that get the first look at it.
And then perhaps Strickland after that. And hopefully for the Giants, they'll have to worry about closing games out because it's a tough series against the Dodgers. Certainly the opener today with Clayton Kershaw on the hill.
Are you going to get on the board today? Because when you look at this block, number fourth in the rotation is always now moved up to the number one spot. Is this something? Is this easy money? Or how do you play this?
First of all, if you're going to bet this is a rule of thumb for betting baseball. Today, the Dodgers are a minus 300 favorite. It really doesn't get much bigger than that. You know, by comparison, the Cubs. Okay, here's a comparison for you. The Cubs, who many feel are going to challenge for the World Series this year. John Lester, their ace, is going today against Miami, who sold off everybody, right? Everybody. Miami is going to be utter garbage. They're not on the same level as the Giants, all right?
Right.
The Cubs against Miami, the Cubs are a minus 190 favorite.
Wow.
Kershaw and the Dodgers against the Giants are minus 300. You have to risk $300 to win 100. So here's what you do. If you want to bet the Dodgers, you don't ever, under any circumstance, lay 300. That's long term. That is never going to turn a profit. What you would do is bet the run line. You would lay 1.5 runs. So you're betting the Dodgers win, but they've got to win by more than one, win by two or more. That exists in baseball. That will give you a much smaller line. A lot of times you get plus money on that. In this situation, you will not. I don't know what it'll be, but if you lay that -1.5, it might be -140.
Right.
So okay. Now you risk 140 to win 100. That's a more reasonable approach to betting the Dodgers if you were inclined to bet the Dodgers today. Don't lay the 300.
Got you.
You get killed long term on that.
And if you win by one run and you end up losing your wager, then so be it. In the long term, that will ultimately benefit you.
Yeah, I mean, what a lot of people like to bet now are, and this is what the sharper guys are doing, first five innings. You take the bullpens out of the equation. So you handicap starting pitchers and you handicap the lineup. So if you got a lefty going, all right, let's get an idea of what the lineup looks like. You can check the matchups, the splits, lefties versus righties, and then you bet the first five innings because generally a starter can probably give you about five. You don't have to worry about the bullpen coming in to mess it up. Any baseball bettor, any long-term baseball bettor will tell you that there is nothing worse than putting in the time, money, and commitment to handicapping a game, having a 3-0 lead all the way to the eighth. They turn it over to the bullpen, and these guys come in and just evacuate their bowels all over the mound, their pants,
right.
The ball, the glove. The dude who comes in especially to get one out, he puts three guys on, and then they pull him out, and he doesn't do anything. Like, there's nothing worse than that to watch your bet evaporate as a result. So a lot of guys do first five inning bets.
Castillo, he was a prime example of that a couple years ago.
No one wants to get stuck with that. No one wants to grind out 3.5 hours of a winning bet just to watch one guy in two pitches screw the whole thing up. It's difficult to handicap bullpens because there are so many variables about who's going to be coming in, how he's going to handle the situation. Too much. So they like to play the first five. Wow. Ladbroker saying -1.5 on the Dodgers, -145. Close guess.
Yeah. Right in there.
Yeah.
I should just bet every game today if I'm going to be that hot with my numbers.
Jump in, baby.
And we are now officially just about ready to be underway. Ian Happ digging in for the Cubs as they lead off the top of the first. At Miami, opening day baseball is here, coach. Woo-hoo.
Shocked that place
looks
is
like
not
a sellout. In my...
no,
I bet
not.
It's 90% Cubs fans. Look at this. Is that a leadoff home run?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. And the Giants are bigger underdogs than the Marlins are. That was the first pitch.
Gone.
First pitch.
Back, back,
gone.
Back.
Wow. Back. Had he thrown a different pitch, to be honest, was that literally the first pitch of the baseball season?
Ian happened to hit it out.
All right, so if you're driving around right now, literally the first pitch of the baseball season is a home run. Ian happened the Cubs against the Marlins. And wow. Dib still thinks his take is hot that the Yankees are going to hit a lot of home runs this year. Everyone's going to hit a lot of home runs this year. My take is suddenly not as hot.
It's just the point that they're going to break the record, and you'd have to be first to break the record. And you look last year at home runs, they had 3 more than Houston, 4 more than Texas, 7 more than Oakland. A lot of teams hit a lot of home runs. The Yankees are no lock to break the record, let alone lead the league.
Of course
not. Which is what makes
it
so hot.
The Cubs are literally on pace for infinity home runs this year.
That's right.
That's the stat. Like right now, someone's going to come out and say, Ian Happ, here comes the tweet. Watch. Ian Happ is on pace for 435 home runs this year. Good one. We haven't seen that joke every year on opening day.
Nerd alert!
Yeah, he's on pace to hit 500.
Joe and Milpitas. Joe, thanks for the phone call. You can't go to AT&T Park and you can't go to the Coliseum. You get to see one more baseball game live. What stadium are you going to?
5.7 the game.
That, Joe, is, go ahead. That is us, yes. Wow.
Maybe you, actually, you're the one calling? This
am
like
I
Black
on
Mirror.
Hold with myself?
Crazy.
Hello?
Are you there?
Black Mirror stuff right here.
Go ahead and drop that call. It didn't really work out the way we
no
were.
No points for Milpitas.
I really believe that, I don't think it's a hot, I don't even think this is a hot take. I would take the Yankees against the field.
That what, the World Series?
No more home runs than
okay,
everyone.
Okay, look at you wading in the waters.
You guys want me to get in? I jumped in. You wanted me in? You wanted me on? I did.
I want you in your own pool. I don't want you in my water.
I don't know if that's considered your water. You just said that.
You extracted DNA from his take, and you essentially went ahead and cloned it into a slightly different
time
take.
Wait, time out.
It's Barbara Streisand's dog, but of a different color.
Hold on. This guy sat over there and said, oh, Houston hit 7 less. This team hit
3.
I'm sorry. And I don't think hey, Joe, the A's made me hit more home runs. So where everyone's talking about the Yankees, wait, they may not hit the most home runs. So it's not a foregone conclusion. So I said, you know what? I would take the Yankees against the field since he was wavering.
Well, if his projection is that the Yankees break the all-time record for home runs hit in a season, there is a reasonable underlying assumption there that they will lead Major League Baseball in home runs.
Yes.
That is where you extracted the DNA from his take and then tried to throw it out as your own scorching hot take.
I didn't need you to do that. I didn't. Right
but
now,
that's kind of what happened, and the listeners
exactly
need someone to narrate what happens in here. And that's where
I didn't think you was going to do that. We had something going today. Today has been a good day between you and I.
Thank you, Ice Cube. Didn't have to use your AK. I got it. Today was a good day.
And now you just
Mom cooked a breakfast with no hog. Although at your house, I'm sure there was always hog because you had 100 of them in the pen out back.
Oh, my God.
But I digest.
See? I'm out.
If your feet are to the fire and you had to make an even money investment on and a significant investment on which local team produces more wins this season. Right now you're dealing with a Bumgarner injury, a Samardzija injury, and you also have Mark Melancon headed to the 10-day DL. Who knows how bad that's going to be? Perhaps he's back in 10 days. But the reality of the situation is that can't feel good down at AT&T Park. They're probably scrambling just a little bit. So given that information and what we've seen with Pecota projections and gambling win totals, would you take the Giants or the A's to win more games this year?
I would take the Giants. And if it was an even money wager, like you say, it's not juiced either way.
Even money.
The A's, according to Pecota, are about 3 or 4 win underdogs, I think, even at this point. But I would say it's going to be close. Both will be slightly below 500, but I'm still going to go with the Giants.
You would go with the Giants. Lorenzo?
I would take the A's. I think that the A's, when you look at their competition, who they have to play, compared to who the Giants have to play. I think strength of schedule, I'd lean toward the A's.
Which direction would you go?
I'm going to go with the A's. I think their rotation has a little more continuity right now. You have Kendall Graveman, who's coming back this year. Daniel Mangdon, who's returning from injury. Sean Manaea, I know it's sad.
Good God, they do have more continuity
in
their rotation.
They really do right now. It's sad that A.J. Puck and Jarrell Cotton are out, but I think, and you'll have a much better lineup right now where you have a lot of power, so I think it's going to be the A's at the end of the year.
The A's haven't had more continuity in their lineup than literally anybody in baseball from a pitching perspective. And now suddenly you're right. More continuity than the Giants. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a lot cheaper.
What's the confidence level Like, this is obviously a very close projection in the eyes of many. Is anyone overly confident in their pick, Giants over A's or A's over Giants?
No, I'm not overly confident.
No, just a reasonable projection.
Absolutely. I think it'll be really close, like a game or two.
It is going to be.
Feels coin flippy, Coach. Like, you could go either way as far. And I liked what you said right off the top of the show where the callers would decide A's callers versus Giants callers as far as which way we'd lean.
Giants callers are shook. I'm going to throw that out there, and I'm just giving you the truth. We've had the phone lines open for you all day. I haven't heard a single peep trying to hype up this Giants season. There are a few minutes left. It's 888-957-9570, but I think when you take into account everything that's happened over the last couple weeks, you got a lot of Giant fans looking at Jimmy Garoppolo jerseys, looking at late July, looking at training camp, already starting to think ahead to football and the upcoming Warrior playoff run. That's a tough beat. It's a tough beat before the start of the season, but every now and again you have these rare outliers where the injury bug hits you early. You see it in at least one NFL training camp every year. Team just decimated by injuries before they can even get the ball rolling.
Bruce Bochy going to be severely tested this year to try to hold this thing together, as are the veteran leaders, you know, to try to keep everyone just focused and not get your dauber down. If you do have a slow start, you have to remember it's 162. Nothing is really decided in baseball until midsummer.
I went through five different websites last night looking at preseason power rankings just to stack up the Giants versus the A's. ESPN had the Giants 17th, the A's 23rd. The Ringer had the Giants 15th, the A's 22nd. MLB.com had the Giants 18th, the A's 20th. Bleacher Report had the A's 20th and the Giants 23rd. CBS had the A's 19th. And the Giants 21st. So there are a couple publications out there that see the A's having a better season than the Giants, at least from a preseason power ranking perspective. But nobody seems to see either club as a top half MLB club this year.
So go ahead and make your October vacation plans now is what you're saying. We won't have to stick and stay for any postseason baseball, most likely.
Perfect time for the NFL to go ahead and schedule Raiders at 49ers. Wow. When you think about it, coming off a tough baseball season, what better way to jump right back in the football than those two playing each other down at Levi's?
It'd be great if that game was in September. You could, you know, the A's and Giants battling for best record and then play that football game right as baseball is ostensibly ending here in the Bay Area.
Tony in San Jose. I love it, Tony. What are you thinking about the Giants?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to say the Giants are a resilient team. They got a bunch of veterans. They have some infield defenders that are, you know, top of the line. We're hoping, as we do every season, for a turnaround season from concussion-prone Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford. Buster Posey's going to do his thing, Mr. Consistent. And we're hoping that Mr. Kutch is Mr. Clutch. And, go Giants. Forget the A's, even though shout out to my coworker Andrew Barron going to the A's game today. Giants are going to have a better record than the A's, and they're going to sneak in like they always like to do, and they're going to get that championship.
Wow. Big talk from San Jose. Thank you, Tony. Wow.
Jeremy, San Jose as well. Jeremy, what's going on? Your thoughts on the Giants?
Hey, the Giants are going to be good this year. I'm not too worried about them. Bumgarner's going to come back. Lance is going to come back. And here's a hot take for you guys. The Giants are going to sweep the Dodgers this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. That's a high take. That was Jeremy in San Jose? Book that. Because if he's right, I want him at the front of the lines on Monday so he can do a victory lap. Give him a good 4 or 5 minutes on air to victory lap.
I'll pull out my wallet and I'll buy the guy dinner.
I'll tell you what, if they win three of four, Coach, if they win three of four, it's not a sweep. I don't think that we would bury the take necessarily.
No, you win three of four, take gets credit. That's a winning take on three of four. You would bury something like that. I would still applaud it.
Yeah, now if it's a split, we probably just ignore it. But if they win one of four, Jeremy, call back and we'll pay our last respects to that take.
Oh, if they get swept, the Giants in L.A., we will cue at 6 a.m. on Monday the funeral music, and it will just play for 4 hours until Steiny. And it will no doubt do huge ratings because that's how we do around here. All right. Now, before we put a wrap on this thing. Baseball gets started today. The Final Four gets started Saturday night, courtesy of 5-Hour Energy. It is going to be a busy weekend. It is going to be an exciting weekend. You have the A's hosting the Angels. Shohei Ohtani is going to start on Sunday. The Giants down at Chavez Ravine for four. And then, of course, Michigan against Loyola and Kansas versus Villanova before the championship on Monday night. 5-Hour Energy is the best possible way to get you through such an action-packed weekend.
No question, Joe. I can't wait to watch this Michigan-Loyola game. That's going to be a barn burner. Turner. How about the two grandmas? Jalen says, you know what? Anything you can do, we can do better. I'll tell you, we'll get both those two grandmas at 5-Hour Energy, because I tell you right now, it's going to keep me flowing throughout the weekend.
That's what 5-Hour Energy does. It'll get you up. It'll get you right. It'll get you back to 100%. Easy to carry around. Very little to worry about when you're rocking with 5-Hour Energy. All right. Here we go. Opening day 2018 for Dibs, for Anna, for Lowe. I'm Joe. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Enjoy the tailgate at the Coliseum if you're listening to us out there right now. Shout out to the guy who tailgated the tailgate this morning. Very impressive. Very impressive indeed. We're back tomorrow at 6 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.
For the Indians, one run on, let's see, one hit. That's all we got. One damn hit.
You can't say damn on the air.
Don't worry. Nobody's listening anyway.
It's time to celebrate spring during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys Mattress Sale. Daylight savings is here, and it's the perfect time to rotate or replace your mattress. If it's time to replace, then rest easy with huge savings on top brand quality mattresses. Visit sleepworld.com.
Countdown to Curry is brought to you by Marin Volvo. Visit VolvoCarsMarin.com. Steph Curry continues to rehab his strained MCL. He remains out tonight. Good news, though, as Kevin Durant and Draymond Green are expected to return to the court. Both are listed as probable. Klay Thompson remains out with a fractured right thumb, but is expected to return soon. Warriors missed all four All-Stars on Tuesday night when they fell short against the Pacers 92-81. But Golden State hosts the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks in the Dubs' final game of the homestand. Dubs are seeking their ninth win in their last 10 against the Bucks. Coverage of Warriors vs. Bucks starts today at 6 with tip-off at 7:30 on 95.7 The Game. Countdown to Curry is brought to you by Marin Volvo. Are you looking for a new car? Tired of negotiating with the dealer at Marin Volvo? They are negotiation-free. They allow you to make your own deal. You can even shop from the comfort of your home with their express store. Shop VolvoCarsMarin.com or stop by today and see how easy it can be.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-379-6450. That's 800-379-6450. Uncle Sam has the power to take everything you own. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-379-6450. When you call the Tax Support Group, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. This free call could help you today. 800-379-6450. That's 800-379-6450. 800-379-6450. 1-800-379-6450.
Hey, it's Johnny Mosley with your Thursday Toyota Tahoe report. Conditions are great right now. Corduroy is laid down and awaiting your sweet arc. So point that Toyota towards the mountains, and I'll see you soon.
Hi, Johnny. Most ski resorts are reporting 15 to 18 feet of snow in this miracle March, so you'll be sitting pretty on a massive base. While Tahoe was hit with back-to-back storms last week, this week it's all about the sunshine. So if you love spring skiing and snowboarding, this is the time for you. For KPIX 5, I'm Netta Iranpour.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Thinking about a new TV? Maybe getting a really good one this time? Samsung, Sony, and LG are the top-rated brands for 2017. And this weekend, many of their best models are on sale at the lowest prices of the year. Who has the best deals on the best TVs? Video only, where all the smart shoppers go. Before you buy at a club or online, check out Video Only, because if you don't, you'll be sorry.
1-877 Cards for Kids, KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. Our family announces the newest jewel in the crown, Audi Fremont.
Audi Fremont's new service center is open and ready for business. We're providing complimentary car washes, new Audi loaner vehicles, and factory-authorized technicians to handle all of your service needs. With our convenient pickup and delivery and competitive pricing, Audi Fremont is ready to welcome you today. Make an appointment online at AudiFremont.com or visit our service center at Bosell Road in the Fremont Auto Mall. The new Audi Fremont. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
With Arlo Smart Home Security, you have every angle covered. Check out Arlo at Best Buy. Visit BestBuy.com/Arlo. A-R-L-O.
Arlo.
Rise Against, live. Well, to salt you like a Friday, September 28th, Concord Pavilion. Morning in America Tour 20. 20-